So therefore you cannot say, oh, it's only this particular groups. You have to keep it open, general, so everybody will be afraid of falling in these categories of these sects. And I think this is a very good opinion and very strong, and it goes with the ultimate goal of the Sharia. When the Prophet ﷺ said they are in hell, it doesn't mean they are in hell forever. كما استشكل ذلك بعض أهل العلم. Some of the scholars, they were confused. When he said in hell, doesn't mean forever. No, they will be punished in hell, and after they might be punished, they might not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. They are under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. He will deal with them based on his justice and with his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rules related to these groups, are they Muslims, not Muslims? These groups who appear in Islam, they are different. Some groups, they are kuffar. There is no doubt. They are not Muslims. Such as those groups like Alawis, who said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spirit entered Ali. Or Ali is Allah. Or those people who said Al-Quran been changed. Or those people who said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't know things until it happens. Or those people who deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen in the day of judgment. Or deny that Al-Quran is Allah's words. Those people, those groups, those sects who adopt this or take this as one of the principles of their beliefs, they are kuffar, such as Al-Jahmiyyah, Ghulat, Al-Murji'ah, Al-Batiniyyah, and Ad-Druz, those Druze in Lebanon. They said the person will be not accounted for his action until he reach 40 years old. Open door, do whatever you want. Is saghir, until he reach 40 years old. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, following desires, Ahlul Ahwa, just see how these categories fit them exactly, or this descriptions. Some of these groups, we don't say they are kuffar, but they are mubtadi'a, they are innovators, and they are fusaq. And these groups, some of them might have some statement of kufr. Even though we don't say the whole group is kufr, but some of their statement might be kufr. We don't say the whole group is kufr, because they might have doubts about it, it's not clear about it. But when it comes to this particular issue, we judge them individually. Such as Asha'ira. The scholars didn't say the Asha'ira are kuffar. They said no, they are not kuffar. Nobody, as far as I know, there's few of the scholars said they are kuffar. Some few of the Muslims scholars, great scholars even, especially in the early days, they made takfir to them. But the majority of the scholars said no. But when it comes to certain issues like, where is Allah? If somebody deny that he is above his throne, and he said he's not above his throne, he's kafir, he's not Muslim. If he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under his feet, and in his right hand, and his left hand, and underneath of him, that's Muslims. Even though in the Asha'ira their beliefs, they don't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the heavens. But we don't say the whole group. Why? Because they have a lot of different opinions. And among them, there's different opinions. Not all of them accept these ideas. And also they have a lot of doubts. But when it comes to individual, there's different issues. The persons be judged individually. What's the name of these sects? There are so many. But some scholars, they tried to mention the sects by mentioning there's two type of way to mentioning the sects or to write about the sects or groups in Islam. First way, which has been done by Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah ta'ala in his book Al-Maqalat al-Islamiyyah, he used to bring the principle Like let's say the predestiny, al-qadr. Then he will say, from the principle, believe, which group has difference related to this? So from the predestiny, we have this group, this group, this group, this group, this group, this group. He comes, another principle, the definition of faith, al-iman. We have murji'ah, we have this, we have, see? He account, or he mentioning the sects this way. He categorized them by the principles of beliefs. But majority of the scholars who wrote about the deviant sects or the sects in Islam, they mention them by their names. And they start and talking about them, mentioning them by their names or by historically who start first. Not by the principles or the issues or their beliefs. Some early scholars among the Muslims, among the Imam of Salaf, like Abdullah ibn Mubarak and Yusuf ibn Asbat, they used to say to categorize the sects by mentioning the main sects in Islam.
Please proceed to next CD.